Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a very useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to say conservation. We are joined by Stanley Johnson, the writer and environmentalist. Hi, Stanley.
Hello.
你好。Wow. Yeah, Stanley, thank you for joining us. And we know you have been very active in environmental conservation. Can you share a bit with us how you started?
Yes, I started, I suppose, 60 years ago when I worked in Washington for the World Bank. And I got extremely interested in environmental questions and also demographic questions. And I've been doing that ever since in different organizations.
Right. And in different countries as well, I understand.
And in different countries, and most recently, the last 20 or 30 years, particularly at the level of the European Union.
Right. Yes, it's such an important subject. And especially, I think, in China, they are facing quite a dramatic environmental crisis.
I think that's right. I've been many times to China. I first went to China in 1975.
1975, that's when people were wearing a grey mouse suit?
Well, I had a blue mouse suit, actually.
Right, okay.
But yes, many people had grey mouse suits and, of course, hats. And Mao himself was still alive. It was right at the end of his time. I think he died in maybe 1976.
That's incredible. Like that. Wow. Did you manage to meet him?
No, but we traveled all over China. We traveled from Beijing, then up to Shenyang. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Wuxi and Hangzhou and to Canton, which wasn't called Canton.
Mm-hmm.
It was called something
Guangdong,
else. Guangzhou, I think.
Guangdong, yeah.
Yes, and down to Hong Kong. So we traveled around a lot. We were very lucky.
That's incredible. All right. Such an important subject. Let's learn how to say it in Chinese. We say 保育.
保育. 保育. That means conservation. 保育.
Yes, 保育, that means conservation. 保, that means to protect. And 育 means to nurture.
保育.
Yeah, if we divide 保,
yes.
Bao is a character combined between a person and a baby. So imagine the person is a mother wanting to protect the baby. So it means to protect. Bao is a third tone. So the way to get the sound right, we go down first, then up. Just bao.
Bao.
Bao. Perfect. Bao yu. Yu as a character,
yes,
is the shape of a woman giving birth. So there's a head of the baby coming out. You
good
can
heavens.
Picture that.
Yes.
Yes, and that refers to the mother nature.
Yes.
So
Bao yu.
Yes. I understand that you did an amazing or several amazing climbs at Kilimanjaro.
Well, that's true. I have climbed Kilimanjaro twice. You may say, why climb it twice? Well, I suppose because it was there. I've also climbed Mount Kinabalu, which is in Southeast Asia.
That's amazing.
In Sabah.
Yes, and then the effort for climbing Kilimanjaro, that was actually for the...
The gorillas,
yes.
It was to save the gorillas. I was chairman of the gorilla organization, and I'm looking at the Chinese word for gorilla. Is it da xing xing?
Da xing xing, exactly.
Da xing xing.
Okay, da means big, so it's just a descriptive word to describe that type of animal, xing xing.
Yes, da xing xing.
Da xing xing.
Da xing xing.
Yes.
Yes, well, of course, you don't have gorillas in China, but you do have orangutans, not in China, but in other parts of Southeast
Asia. Yes, it's in Indonesia.
In Indonesia,
yes.
And also in Sarawak and
yes.
In Sabah.
Yes, exactly. So since we talk about orangutan, the way to say orangutan in Chinese is hong mao xing xing.
Hong mao xing xing.
Hong mao xing xing. Xing xing is the same. Yeah, and hong means red. Mao is hair. Red hair. Xing xing. That's right.
Hong mao xing xing.
Hong mao xing xing.
Hong mao xing xing.
Yep. Do you want to know what is babu?
Yes, I'd love to know what a baboon is. In Chinese.
In Chinese,
yeah. In real life.
Fei fei.
Fei
fei.
Fei fei.
Fei fei. Fei fei. So it's actually the same word, and Chinese is, in a way, they sometimes repeat the same word twice. So xing xing fei fei. Okay, another one, chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. I've seen some chimpanzees too. I've seen some chimpanzees in Africa. I think chimpanzees only are to be found in Africa.
Yes, and what's the color of chimpanzee?
Chimpanzees has a brown sort of coat.
Right, brown coat.
Brown, yes.
Yeah, so Chinese in a way is not that accurate in this case because the way to say chimpanzee is hei xing xing. Hay means black.
Yes, that wouldn't be totally accurate. Hay Sing Sing, no, I think not. Well, some of them do have quite dark brown
right.
coats.
What is the biggest effort in order to save the gorilla in this case?
Well, the gorillas are very severely threatened, of course, in the Congo. There are four different types of gorillas. There's mm-hmm. the mountain gorilla, which is in eastern Central Africa, in the Virungas, for example, in Uganda and in Rwanda and in eastern Congo.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the eastern lowland gorilla, and then there's the western lowland gorilla, and then as you go up towards Cameroon and Nigeria, there's what's called the Cross River.
Right.
And I've got to say that all these gorillas are very seriously threatened by hunting and by mm-hmm. warfare. Of course, there's
yes.
always so much warfare in the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're threatened also because their habitat
right.
gets disturbed, the forest gets cut.
Yes, and what would be the most effective way to protect them from such?
Well, of course, one of the protective ways is to try and relieve the pressure on the forest, of trying to find other things for people to do except mm-hmm. to go into the forest and to hunt the gorillas. So my organization, which was called the Gorilla Organization, that tried to sponsor
mm-hmm.
useful activities in the agricultural field for the people to do, so they didn't always have to hunt the gorillas in the
right.
forest.
Okay, so to eliminate their motivation and
yes.
provide the things they need.
That's it.
Okay, that's really amazing effort. Thank you so much, Stanley. Thank you for joining us.
Great pleasure.
Thanks for listening to Talk Chinese, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we talk about conservation and gorilla. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. Thank you so much, Stanley.
Real pleasure to be here.
再见.